Airdrie Sky High twirlers Brooke Morrow and Emily Lawal had some hardware around their necks, after winning bronze at the World Baton Twirling Competition on August 4 in Turin, Italy. Morrow and Lawal competed in the junior pair category, while Morrow performed in the junior freestyle. "It was like everything I've ever dreamed of," Morrow said about competing at Worlds for the first time. "It's very elite twirlers and it's way more prestigious than the other competitions I've twirled at. It was really cool going." According to the girls' coach Lauren Dermody, their goal for the competition was to make it to the final round, and the team did not even have any expectation of medaling at first. "To win the bronze medal was super exciting because we didn't even think that was one of our goals," Dermody said. A baton twirling coach for over 30 years, Dermody said the Sky High Twirlers pair's first round performance was the best job they've ever done, putting them in a positive position to challenge for the podium. "Second round, they didn't do as good, but still good enough to win the bronze medal," she added. Canada has not won a medal in the pairs division at the World Baton Twirling Championship in 15 years, according to Morrow, who said achieving the feat was surreal. "It was really awesome to bring something home," she added. Morrow placed 12th in the freestyle category, a position she also feels proud of. "I didn't really have any expectations, so I did better than I expected," she said with a laugh. To prepare for the World Championships, Morrow and Lawal practiced 5 days a week for 4 to 6 hours a day. "It was a lot, but it was worth it," Morrow said. To earn a spot at the World Competition, Morrow and Lawal competed in a qualifier championship this May, which was held in Regina, Sask. The pair then moved on to the national championships in Moncton, NB, before tackling Worlds. "Once you get to Worlds, there's 5 days of training before you even get to the competition," Dermody explained. The competition was 5 days long. As additional adversity, Dermody said the Worlds venue was not ideal and the Airdrie twirlers had to adjust to a hot arena with minimal lighting. "There's things that arise that you can never train for. I was really proud of them for adjusting to the different conditions, doing what they were trained to do, trusting their training, and being wonderful role models for all the athletes," Dermody said. Morrow is heading into her 10th year of baton twirling and has already completed her dream of competing at Worlds. "Now, I'm kind of re-evaluating what I want to do," she said. Morrow has her sights set on 2 competitions next year, in Liverpool, England, and is hoping to medal again in the future.